On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for On the Pace.
Sprinter down the outside, finishing brilliantly. Look at Sprinter, he's got the right name.
But he says, ta-da on Bowtide. Some Bowtide brilliance here today. He'll go back-to-back, all right. He's making a mess of them.
Bringing you all the latest harness racing happenings from around New South Wales and across the country.
Now it is 28 to 11. Sharon Adams joins us now, taking a look at On the Pace this week. Morning, Sharon. How are you?
Very well, Cozzy. How are you?
Fighting fit, thank you. You're going to have a big day.
We certainly are. Of course, we have the Inter-Dominion Heats from Bunbury tonight. Very exciting. But first of all, we're going to catch up with Ashley Grives, who's got a runner in the Truil Memorial. Good morning, Ash. How are you?
Good morning, Sharon. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So those who don't know, you're actually Ashley Syker, but you got married earlier in the year and you've actually changed your name.
I did, yeah. I got married back in March and probably been a bit slack with the name change that we're there now. So, yeah, fresh start, hopefully.
So that's good for everyone who sees Ashley Grives and doesn't know who it is. Ashley Syker. Now, you have Lochinvar in the Group 3 Truil Memorial on Bankstown Friday night. Worth $50,000 this year, back up to some good prize money. And, of course, Lochinvar's the defending champion. You won with him last year.
I did, yeah. He went really well last year. He hasn't drawn that well this year, but he's hit peak form at the right time and he's working. That's great going into it. So with a bit of luck, I'm sure he can go close, that's for sure.
He certainly has hit peak form. He's won his last three, two at Menangle and one at Bathurst. You couldn't ask for him to be going any better going into Friday night.
No, definitely not. His sectionals the last few weeks have been pretty impressive and probably struggled with him a bit earlier this time in getting his form back to his best. He sort of wasn't sprinting like he can, and I guess sort of old age, we had to change a few things on him, and it seemed to work at the right time. So
you've really come up against a class field, a couple of really nice horses. Kian Steamer, of course, the horse that won the Sokiola Sprint in Melbourne at Melton last Saturday night, has drawn three. He's going to be hard to beat.
I think so, yeah. Him out of three and his form, the way he's been going in Victoria, he's definitely going to be the one to beat. But, you know, $50,000 race, you expect pretty hard opposition, obviously. But, it's going to be a cracking race and hopefully we can, like I said, just get a bit of luck and be thereabouts.
It is over the 2,500 metres at Bankstown. Now, obviously, as most people know, Bankstown is a half-mile track. Do you see anyone making any mid-race moves or anything like that in the race?
I think so. A lot of the time on the smaller tracks over the distance, they usually see, you know, three or four, maybe five mid-race moves sometimes. So I think the speed will be pretty genuine and I think there'll be plenty of moves in the race and it's just going to come down to, I guess, yeah, luck in running and... I think to see Kian Steamer in front and left alone, probably just handing in the race. So I think there will be a few moves and, I think it'll be a great race. That's for sure. It's a good field and a lot of the horses in it have probably hit their, you know, peak form at the right time too. So I think it can be anyone's race just depending on the run. But I do think that Kian Steamer out of three is definitely hard to beat.
You do have a couple of runners in the Sydney Cup on Friday night as well at Bankstown. You've drawn two with Platinum Roulette and nine with Mr. Chow, who won very well last week at Menangle.
Yeah, they're both racing pretty well. Platinum Roulette probably taken a bit to get fit this time in. He's back from an injury, so with those older horses coming back, they do take a bit of time. But his last run at Bathurst was quite impressive. He got stuck outside the leader in 154 and boxed on and was only beaten 3 metres in the end. So I thought his run last Wednesday was really good. And Mr. Chow's, he probably was unlucky. He's run at Dubbo. He probably should have won there and then went back to Menangle the next week and won his MO and won it quite well in good time. So they're both in pretty good, although Putnam Roulette's form's not great, they're both going well. And I think Putnam Roulette from the draw should go close, I think.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Have you got a tip for our listeners, one for Friday night?
Probably out of my stable, it would be Platinum Roulette.
Oh, very good. And, of course, I'm sure you've been watching the Inter-Dominion, of course, the heats last Friday night and some heats coming up tonight. What have you been thinking of the heats?
Yeah, look, they're great. I think Gloucester Park certainly makes it interesting and there's been some really good runs out of that. And I think Devendra was really impressive for James Rattray. But, yeah, look, there were some great runs good fields and great series. So looking forward to watching them again tonight.
Well, thanks for that, Ash. Hopefully you can get a winner on Friday night. Best of luck in the Sydney Cup and the Truer, and we'll speak to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Darren.
Ashley Syker there talking about the Truer Memorial at Bankstown on Friday night. And, of course, she's got a couple of runners in the Sydney Cup as well. Platinum Roulette is her tip. Race 5, number 2, Friday night, 8:37, Bankstown. We've got Jimmy Rattray on the line here on the Pace Sky Sports Radio. Jimmy, you won your heat with Devendra last week in very, very good style.
Yeah, thanks very much. He handled the circuit really well. Managed to find the front and... Yeah, he raced really good.
And how's he trained on since Friday night?
Yeah, we haven't done a lot with him, but he seemed to come out of it really well. A couple of days on the beach, walking through the water, then a light day yesterday, and he's freshened up since the run, and he seemed ready to go.
You're in heat number 6 tonight, and you've drawn 4. What do you make of the draw, and how do you think he'll go?
Yeah, it's not a bad draw. A little bit of speed inside, but... he gets out really well, so hopefully we can find the front. And yeah, I think he ran a good race. Philadelphia Man's second row, and he went really good in his heat. It's just a bit of a tricky draw for him.
As you said, you'll be coming out and trying to lead, but do you see one of the competitors in tonight's race being the hardest challenge for you?
Yeah, probably Philadelphia Man after his heat win. He looked really good. He's probably the hardest to beat.
What about in the series? Is it Lenny the Shark that gives you the most impression that he's going to run a very nice series?
Yeah, there's a few unlucky runners on the first night of heat. But I thought Lenny and Philadelphia and Avanova looked really good. It depends how they all keep backing up through the heats. And a bit of luck with the draws.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Now, Jimmy, you won the last two with Bowtide here in Sydney, the last two Inter Dominions, that is. Was it a little bit easier going into this year with a bit less pressure?
Yeah, probably a little bit. Not a lot of pressure on this horse. He scraped through to get in and to win a heat on the first night was a huge effort from him. He should benefit from the run. He had a fair bit of condition on when he travelled over, and the run hasn't seemed to hurt him, and I expect he'll keep on improving through the series.
It's probably not fair to do this, but how do you compare him to a horse like Bowtide?
It's hard to say. He's sort of on the way up. Bo's been there and done that, but he's improving all the time, and... he's just starting to race these Grand Circuit horses, and he's got very high speed to match it with him. And, if he sort of keeps on improving, I think he'll, play a big role in the major races.
And just we'll quickly touch on how is Bo and what's he up to?
Yeah, Bo's a couple of weeks off the trial. He seems really well. We'll give him a couple of trials and then look for a few races for him before the... Miracle Mile series.
Let's just say he was there. How do you think he'd handle the circuit and the runners and the competitors in this Inter Dominion?
Yeah, he'd be right there. The track wouldn't worry him. He'd get around there all right. And it brings other horses into it. The half mile track and draws play a big part in it. But he'd be thereabouts.
Well, hopefully you can come back and we can see him in fine form come the Miracle Mile here in Sydney. Best of luck tonight, Jimmy, at Bunbury. Race 6, number 4, Devendra.
Thanks very much.
Looking forward to the Bunbury heats tonight. It's going to be quite exciting, of course, over there in Perth. Gareth Hall will be there live from Bunbury. We'll be doing In the Gig with Adam Hamilton from 6 to 6:30 on Sky Racing 2. And then special coverage on Sky 1 and Sky 2 of all those Bunbury heats. Looking forward to what is going to be a fantastic series. The series leader in terms of tab.com.au, Fixed Odds, is still Lenny the Shark, $2.50, $1.30 the place. Philadelphia Man is sitting at $4.50. Waylaid is $8. Devendra, of course, as we just spoke to Jimmy Rattray, is sitting at $9 to take out the series. Avanova is at 16, Betters Fire 21, and then the rest are all out from there. But it's going to be such a fantastic series. Looking forward to what's going to be quite incredible. And as I mentioned, in the gig live from Bunbury tonight, 6 to 6.30.
All right, we might take a break if you'd like, Sharon, and come back. It's
your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. It's time for On the Pace.
Sprinter down the outside, finishing brilliantly. Look at Sprinter, he's got the right name.
But he says, ta-da on Bowtide. Some Bowtide brilliance here today. He'll go back to back, all right. He's making a mess of them.
Bringing you all the latest harness racing happenings from around New South Wales and across the country.
And Adams with On the Pace this morning, and you're about to be joined by Gavin Langsharan.
Certainly am, Cozzy. Gavin, thanks for joining us.
No, my pleasure.
Philadelphia Man, of course, he's back. He won the heat, and he looks like the old Philadelphia Man to me.
Yeah, no, he did. It was pretty brutal first lap, and fortunately, I settled back in the ruck and got a good run in transit, and to get over the top of Avanova, who we know is easy to catch but hard to get past, I thought was, the signs were good that going forward that he's, as you say, he's back.
Of course, he had a campaign in Queensland. Looked to be slightly disappointing in the QBC, but of course he did have a tough run and connections were looking forward to going over to Perth. What do you make of the draw and how's he come through the race?
As you say, Queensland, he had the two runs there. He ran second first start and then was disappointing in his second one. Going forward, we thought that was the best option, but unfortunately it didn't turn out that way. And awkward draw tonight inside the back line over the mile. And don't know a lot about the racing style of Bunbury. Haven't been there before. Got the luxury of watching the first two heats, so I'll be a little bit wiser before our race. But inside back over a mile is never ideal, I know that much.
Luckily, he got the 14 points winning in the first heat, so no doubt just a place or somewhere thereabouts will get him enough points to hopefully go into the third heat in nice stead.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that getting max points in the first round is always a bonus. You're quite right there. Once you're up there, you sort of just got to, finish in the first half of the field in your next couple of runs, and it's probably going to be suffice to get you through to the final. And, pretty happy with where we're at this stage anyway.
You're coming up against Devendra, who's drawn four on the front row, and, of course, he won his heat as well. He'll probably look to come out and do you find him to be your biggest competitor in tonight's heat?
Yes. I've seen quite a bit of Devendra over the years, and he's run all his best races when he's led. So I can see something similar unfolding tonight. He'll be the leader and probably the one to catch.
You said after the heat on Friday night that you wouldn't swap the drive for Philadelphia Man for any other horse in the series. Do you stand by that?
Yeah, well, Lenny the Shark was pretty awesome his last win before he left Victoria, and in the first heat the other night. And as we know, Gloucester Park, given the circuit that it is, if you're lucky enough and the barriers fall in your favour, you become the one to beat. So the barrier draw is going to be very important come final night. And, if Lenny the Shark was to draw the best of the main hopes, well, then, he's already favoured for the series. But he could easily tighten into red figures the way he's performing at the moment.
Now, Philadelphia Man, obviously, as you said, it does depend on the draws and everything like that, but do you believe that he can do it? Do you think he can take out the series?
Well, I've been fortunate enough in the last few years to have driven Guaranteed and Restrepo at Grand Circuit level, and this guy, Philadelphia Man's come back from an injury plague 12 months absence and or even longer, I think. And I would like I say, I've enjoyed success with the other two guys at this level. I'm sure that this horse is the equal of them, and I would not be at all surprised that he can turn out the best of the three of them. And, yeah, I mean, he might get the chance to do that here.
You're the winner of three trotting inner dominions, True Roman in 1988. Game Bid in 2002, and then Something About Mary in 2004. Of course, it was must have been great to take out those trotters in a Dominions, but how important is it for you to get one of those paces in a Doms on the board?
Well, you know, from when I was very young, the Inner Dominion was the ultimate race in harness racing, and, you know, in the eyes of a lot of people, that still hasn't changed. For me, yes, winning the three trotting in the Dominions has been great, but the paces section is, you know, ultra hard to win. And, I mean, I've been in the industry a long time. There's been a lot of great drivers that I've watched throughout their careers and who have never won an Inter Dominion. And, yes, ideally it'd be one thing that I'd like to tick off to do. And, like I say... if I finish my career and I haven't done so, well, then so be it. But I'm not saying it's the ultimate, but it'd be hard to beat.
We'll all be very excited to see you, hopefully, in the final with Philadelphia Man. Gav, good luck tonight at Bunbury, race 6, number 9. Fingers crossed he can get the job done.
Good on you, Sharon. We'll be out there and we'll give it a crack. Thanks very much.
Of course, Gavin Lang there talking about Philadelphia Man and his chances in the Inner Dominion tonight. Obviously, it's going to be such a fantastic series, the heats, tonight at Bunbury. Gareth Hall's joining us. Gareth, you're over there in Perth. Tell us what's been happening.
Yeah, good morning to you, Sarah. It's been a terrific Inter Dominion Carnival, Sarah. So I've enjoyed it thoroughly. We arrived on Friday night. There was about 11,000 across the park on Friday night. It was packed. It's a great place to watch harness racing, right at the centre of Perth. It's an 800-metre track, but it's a track that's pretty fair to everyone. I think the canvas on the track is really good. We had horses that led in the Inter Dominion, horses that were three wide without cover in the Inter Dominion Chase Success, and it was just terrific, entertaining racing. The four-year-old races were great. So, and the buzz around WA has been really exciting for harness racing. It's on the back page of the papers. People in the streets are talking about it. As I mentioned, there was a big crowd, so I just think it's a terrific advertisement for harness racing in general, and I think it's only going to get bigger and better, Sarah.
Of course, I mentioned earlier, we'll be doing In the Gig live from Bunbury, 6 to 6.30, yourself and Adam Hamilton on Sky Racing 2. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. In fact, I don't think we've ever done In the Gig from Bunbury before. I've never been to Bunbury, but I'm looking forward to it. I reckon I'll get about 6,000 people there today. Yeah, Adam Hamilton will join me along with Gary Hall Jr. In fact, we're picking up Gary Hall Jr. at his stables at Serpentine. So he makes it on time because I don't trust him, Darren. So he'll be joining us throughout the show too. He's got a couple of really good drives in the Inter Dominion. Of course, he drives Bode Boaz. We'll have those fields for that four-year-old Group 1 race at McInerney Ford Classic Friday night. But Jr.'s always great talent. And then we've got a comprehensive coverage of Sky Racing too. For the first time, we'll have a coverage that we've probably never done before in harness racing. Really looking forward to that. You'll be joining us in the studio, Sarah, Adam Hamilton and myself, Matty Young with his late mail, Trent Cooper from Rawa, another really good form expert, will be joining us. And we'll be catching up with all the major players, the trainers and the drivers and the owners. And with that time on Sky Racing 2, we'll be able to have a good chat to people. I'm really looking forward to that.
No doubt you've been talking with connections while you're over there. And, of course, the first heat number 4, Bunbury, it's race 3 tonight. Mac Beauty is the favourite, sitting at $2.20. What's Shane Tritton had to say?
Well, Shane Tritton said the horse hit his bumpers, so it was just hitting his knee when it came out the gate the other day at Gloucester Park. And they went a really quick lead time. Their lead time is probably the most crucial section when harness racing. It's the lead time from the start of the race of a mile. So they went about a second and a half quicker than what the other two heats went. But he did get beat a long way, Mac Beauty. But he's back to mile racing at Bunbury. He's got a nice draw, and there doesn't seem to be too much mid-race pressure. So he does get his chance to bounce back, but he desperately needs to finish in the top two. to really push himself into that final position. So I think it's D-Day for McBeauty tonight. Shane Tritton says he's worked pretty well after that race. He's over that little episode he had on Friday night when he was hitting his leg, so with bumpers. So hopefully he'll be back and go for the New South Wales team, because they had a pretty good night on Friday night. If he's at his best, Darren, as we all know, it'd be hard to beat.
It'll be up to Amanda Turnbull to be able to get him out of the gate as well as Lauren does, and no doubt she can. She's a super driver, but Lauren will be back to be driving McBeauty at the next round of heats.
Yeah, Lauren, I think she's in Perth. She was there on Friday night. I think Amanda got the horse out pretty quick the other day. They went the quickest lead time, and she had a couple of really quick beginners drawn inside of her, and Bettles Fire, who burns the gate, one of the quickest horses in WA. So McBeauty got out as quick as he could. And it's hard to cross like he did the other day, but he, I don't think he raced to his best. And he'll need to improve, there's no doubt about that. He hasn't got too long to turn it around, Shane Tritton, with his horse, but we all know he's a pretty good trainer.
Yeah, he's the one that can do it. Of course, in the fifth round of heats tonight, Lenny the Shark, he's drawn three and he's sitting at $1.30.
He's definitely the horse to beat, Sarah, after Friday night. He was the horse that did it three wide without cover. He sprinted that sizzling last half in 55 seconds, which horses simply don't do around Gloucester Park. David Aiken's trained him to the minute. Chris Alford over the moon. I think Lenny the Shark is, I think he's definitely the horse to beat. I don't think he can lead tonight. I think Northview, Punter and Easy on the Eye, two horses that like to lead. Both horses are out of form at the moment. But in saying that, Northview, Punter is a horse. I think the last 12 times he has led, he's won 11 times. He just doesn't go any good from behind. And he did defeat Wadelaide last time he won at Gloucester Park, and that was only four starts back. So he's a talented leader. Wadelaide's also engaged here in this race. Gary Hall seeing his best chance, I think, for an Inter Dominion, but he's inside that second row. Ava Nova went out of this world the other day. I think he's a wonderful chance for Ian Gurney, and he's really happy with him. I think Ava Nova's a good chance to take out the series if he's drawn to lead, and the big boy went well against Philadelphia Man the other day. But I think Lenny the Shark, he's just got that staying ability. He's got that turn of foot there, and he's at the top of his game. And I think he's just clearly the best horse in Australasia at the moment. Well, I was over in New Zealand, there was no horse that would get close to Lenny the Shark at the moment. Maybe Smolder at his best, but I think Lenny's clearly the best horse in Australasia, and he's going to prove that this Inter Dominion Carnival.
He really has grown up since last year. Of course, he did race in a lot of those big races, and he probably didn't compete against them as well as he is this year. He's really grown into himself, and he's turned into a spectacular racehorse.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Sarah. He's always had a horse that's had a lot of injury problems. Of course, he won a New South Wales Derby against a really good field when he was trained by John Justice, and then he had an injury layoff. He was transferred to David Aiken, and he showed glimpses of his ability at the Grand Circuit level. Of course, he went in the Inter Dominion last year and he was sick over the 2 miles. He drew the pole and he faded to finish midfield behind Bo Tide, but he wasn't right that day. And then he had a break, and the race that really captured my imagination with this horse becoming a Grand Circuit star was in the Lensmith Mile at Menangle when he ran behind Smolder and Bo Tide. Now, they went 151 and change on that occasion, and usually you see horses who make up ground when they're running those times are taking shortcuts on the inside. But Lenny the Shark was out 4 and 5 wide, and he was making ground those times, and horses simply don't do that. So I think Lenny the Shark, since that run, he went back to Melbourne. He had a bit of a break, and he's come back this preparation. He's running that smoking up sprint before jumping on that plane to Perth. He went exceptional. They went 152, and he just burst away and won by 10 metres over the mile against a quality opposition. And then he's arrived in Perth. He hasn't put a foot wrong, and he was clearly the most impressive horse on Friday night, Darren. So I'm looking forward to seeing him over the next couple of weeks.
Just back on Ava Nova, Gareth. He's $14. Yep. He's drawn outside the front in tonight's heat. But if punters are looking for a bit of value for a horse to take out the series, and of course it's going to depend on draws, but he's $16 to take out the series, fifth favourite, and he really is a chance.
Yeah, I agree with you, Darren. I think Lenny the Shark is clearly the one to beat, and only bad luck would beat him. But Ava Nova is a wonderful front-running horse. The 2,500 metres might be a little bit of a query, but if he does get out in front, he's going to be hard to beat. His run under the circumstances was really good against Philadelphia Man, who is a wonderful fresh horse. He's got a terrible draw tonight, but Shane Graham's got options because he's got 2 points, or he finished second in that first heat. So if he draws the front, he's going to be hard to beat in that big final worth $1.3 million. So I think Lenny Shark is definitely the horse to beat, but Avon Over is the horse I'll be having a couple of bob each way. I think he's my second selection at the moment.
Heat number six, of course, you see Devendra sitting at $1.70. He's drawn four.
Yeah, Devendra's going to be hard to beat in race number six. Mac Alert is taught that he will hold Devendra out, but Jimmy Rattray crossed Mac Alert with Modern Ruler, and he said that Devendra is quicker than that horse out of the gate. So Mac Alert's not in the great form at the moment. We saw him run a couple of nice races during that Queensland Spring Carnival, but he was disappointing at Melton before he jumped on that plane, and he was disappointing in that first heat at Gloucester Park when he was three back the inside and didn't really run on as expected. So I think Ian Gurney's had his problems with that horse. I think Devendra can find the front. Flaming Flutter was disappointing after leading and being backed heavily at Gloucester Park the other day. Blazing Cullen for Johnny McCarthy's drawn six. He just can't buy a barrier draw, Johnny Mack, with this horse. But he's flying at the moment. He just needs a touch of luck. And Philadelphia, man, I know I just heard the interview with Gavin Langsdown, and that inside second race draw is tough over the mile. But if Gavin gets out and gets the breeze, I think he's clearly the best horse in that race at his best, and the mile does suit him. I think he's a terrific mile horse. There's a few people tipping Philadelphia Man for the series, but I've got question marks over his four runs in a short period of time, over four runs in 2 weeks, and 2,500 metres. I've rarely seen him run a really good race over a trip Philadelphia Man, especially when he takes on the best horses. So I'd be taking him on at the moment in the series. I know he's the second favourite and was impressive, but I'm with Lenny and Avon Over. And Devendra, don't rule him out.
Gareth, have you got a tip for us tonight?
I think Lenny the Shark's going to be really hard to beat, but I'm not helping you there, are I, Steve? It's $1.30. Despite me having a crack at Philadelphia Man for the series, I think he'll be hard to beat tonight. I think he's just the best horse in that race, and over the mile, if he's right, I think he'll be a little bit too classy for Devendra, who is flying at the moment. And in the first heat, Mac Beauty's too short for mine, and Better Fire went pretty good at a price the other day. Franco Ledger gets a nice draw. I think he can shop outside of Mac Beauty. My Hard Copy got too far back the other day, so maybe each way, Better Fire.
So you're pretty much tipping everything.
Yeah, pretty hard. Bunbury's tough, but I did make it back onto the winner's jersey. I broke the hoodoo.
Yeah, thank goodness. Leader McNally taking out that race on Friday night.
Yeah,
you're now in front of Jason Bonington in our In the Gig charity competition. Thank goodness, because it was a long period of time where it's
terrible. I feel terrible, so I don't know. I need to get a few more with it.
Well, I'm sure you will. Thanks for joining us, Gareth.
Thanks.
Have fun tonight, and we'll talk to you on Sky Racing 1 and 2.
Extending coverage too on Sky Racing 2. Should be a lot of fun. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks, Gareth. Looking forward to it, of course. Bunbury Heats tonight. Gareth Hall there tipping us the card. So hopefully we're going to have a fantastic night tonight.
We certainly do, Sharon. Good to catch up with you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cozzy.
Thanks, Sharon.